Readings and Remembrances, a ministry of the Orthodox Christian Network. I'm Roger Hunt. The reading is from St. Peter's Second Universal Letter, chapter 1, verses 10 through 19. Brethren, be more zealous to confirm your call and election, for if you do this, you will never fall. So there will be richly provided for you an entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Therefore, I intend always to remind you of these things, though you know them and are established in the truth that you have. I think it right, as long as I am in this body, to arouse you by way of reminder, since I know that the putting off of my body will be soon, as our Lord Jesus Christ showed me. And I will see to it that after my departure, you may be able at any time to recall these things. For we did not follow cleverly devised myths when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For when he received honor and glory from God the Father, and the voice was borne to him by the majestic glory, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased," we heard this voice borne from heaven, for we were with him on the holy mountain, and we have the prophetic word made more sure. You will do well to pay attention to this, as to a lamp shining in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. Today's Gospel is according to St. Matthew, chapter 17, verses 1 through 9. At that time Jesus took with him Peter and James and John, his brother, and led him up a high mountain apart. And he was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his garments became white as light. And behold, there appeared to them Moses and Elijah, talking with him. And Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, it is well that we are here. If you wish, I will make three booths here, one for you, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He was still speaking, when lo, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and a voice from the cloud said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they fell on their faces and were filled with awe. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, "Rise and have no fear." And when they lifted up their eyes, they saw no one but Jesus only. And as they were coming down the mountain, Jesus commanded them, "Tell no one the vision until the Son of Man is raised from the dead." On this day, the 6th of August, we commemorate the transfiguration of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our Lord had spoken to his disciples many times, not only concerning his passion, cross, and death, but also concerning the coming persecutions and afflictions that they themselves would endure. Since all these evils were near at hand, but the enjoyment of good things which they hoped to receive in their stead was yet to come, our Savior desired to give them full assurance, evidently and openly, concerning that glory which is prepared for those who endure to the end. Therefore, fulfilling that which he had promised shortly before, that there be some standing here which shall not taste of death till they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom, he took his three foremost disciples and ascended Mount Tabor, where he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as the light. Suddenly, together with this dread and marvelous effulgence of light, there appeared those pinnacles of the prophets, Moses and Elias, who spoke with the Lord Jesus concerning his saving passion, which was about to take place. Standing before him as reverent servants, they showed that he is the Lord of both the living and the dead. For Moses came forth from Hades, having died many centuries before, and Elias, as it were, from heaven, whither he had been taken up while yet alive. After a little while a radiant cloud overshadowed them, and out of the cloud they heard that same voice which had been heard at the Jordan at the baptism of Christ, testifying to the divinity of Jesus, and saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him." Copyright Holy Transfiguration Monastery, Brookline, Massachusetts, used by permission, all rights reserved. The preceding daily Bible readings and Lives of the Saints were automatically generated by the Greek Orthodox Archdiocese of America's Online Chapel Initiative and used with permission. They are produced by the Orthodox Christian Network. You can also receive these daily readings online via email, Facebook, or on your mobile phone by visiting www.goarch.org and www.myocn.net. If you enjoy listening to readings and remembrances, please consider donating to continue its production so it can be shared with the faithful throughout the world. You can do so by visiting our website at www.myocn.net or by calling us at 954-522-5567.